In Looney Tunes, Wile E. Coyote chases the Roadrunner around with a fork and knife, but his efforts always end badly. He runs off a cliff. Gets pounded by a tree. Takes a bomb to the face. But all the jokes have a side of truth. The federal government kills thousands of coyotes every year in an attempt to keep them from catching their prey. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards found out, not all wildlife biologists agree that killing is effective.
In a canyon near Rock Springs, a helicopter descends. Two coyotes are handed out, bound and blindfolded. University of Wyoming researchers place them on a mat. The animals stay calm and still. PhD student Katie Hugler oversees this study.
So we collect sex, age, weight, and a few body measurements just to get an idea of how big the coyote is, those sorts of things. But really what's most important to us is that GPS data.
And it's data on collars these coyotes will wear the rest of their lives. Around 30 coyotes are now collared, and boy, do they roam. Hugler is amazed at one young female who wandered all the way to Colorado.
It's like 110 miles as the crow flies. Turned around and came back like 3 days later. And they're moving fast, but they're also moving really far.
But Hugler says they're curious if all that roaming changes during the window when mule deer fawns are born. Mule deer numbers around the West are declining, down by 31% since 1991. And some people blame coyotes. UW wildlife professor Kevin Monteith says they're mapping coyote movement to see if the predators are targeting newborn fawns.
They're definitely seeking out those places, which for an opportunistic carnivore like that makes a lot of sense. These deer are given birth within a 2 to 3 week period. It's a prey item that's highly vulnerable, protein rich.
It stands to reason that maybe killing off some of the coyotes would allow more fawns to survive. But Monteith says that's not what the research necessarily shows.
Perhaps of why predator control can be a really challenging thing to do sometimes, because you may do your best to implement a control program in one area, and the next day you just have an exchange of animals that come right back in and fill that place.
In fact, some studies show that if you kill off a lot of coyotes to help their prey, the coyotes breed even more, making coyotes even more of a threat.
Oftentimes, coyote control programs have been implemented, and in some or many instances, it seems like the effects were negligible.
Yet these conclusions haven't affected the high number of coyotes killed by wildlife services. That's the little-known federal program run by the U.S. Department of Agriculture that conducts such lethal control. In 2017, the agency killed over 5,600 coyotes in Wyoming, mostly to protect lambs. Nationally, they killed 68,000. But some wildlife groups are wondering why coyotes are shot, trapped, and poisoned when the science doesn't show it works.
So yes, this is something that we've been working on at a national scale, really trying to transform wildlife services.
Colette Adkins is with the Center for Biological Diversity, a wildlife group that's filed a lawsuit against wildlife services in Wyoming because they say the state's environmental assessments here are outdated.
An agency like in Wyoming, which is relying on science primarily from, 70s, the 80s, maybe the early 90s, that just isn't okay. When it's a couple decades old, they need to take another look.
And a lot of new information has come out.
And in this last decade, we really have seen this growing body of literature that points to the effectiveness of non-lethal methods. For example, using guard dogs or fencing or frightening devices.
Those are methods to protect livestock. Rod Merrill is with Wildlife Services in Wyoming. He says noisemakers and dogs do work, and Wildlife Services uses them, but the effects aren't long-lasting. As far as new data that female coyotes breed more after they're killed back, he's not convinced.
I have read those studies, and from my personal experience in the field for 23 years, I don't agree with them. The number of pups that a female is going to have is specific to genetics.
What Merrill is saying is that he's seen that lethally controlling coyotes does still work best to protect prey, whether livestock or big game.
One thing I have learned in my career is that for every study out there that proves a particular point, there's another study that refutes it.
But more and more court judges are convinced by the latest research. California, Arizona, and Idaho all are now required to change their plans to include more non-lethal approaches. In the canyon, both coyotes now sport GPS collars. Researcher Taylor Lashar teaches a classmate how they're released into the wild.
When I'm ready and you say you're ready to go, then you'll like take your hands back really fast and I'll kind of push them. They run really fast. Yeah. Like, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
The young male coyote springs away from their hands. He looks back for a half second, confused at his freedom, and then he's gone. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.